Suritama Kink Meme Phil, written by Anonymous, for prompt, Yuki Haru Fluff, with Haru being the perfect housewife. Read by Rhea314. It had only been a few days since Keito had left for the hospital, but it was obvious that Yuki was feeling the effects. The house became quiet, almost somber, and the boy seemed to constantly be in a state of worried depression. Haru wasn't going to have any of it. He hummed happily to himself as he set two places at the table and skipped his way around the kitchen finishing breakfast. Or what he thought constituted a good breakfast. He had seen Keito make it 1,000 times, and yet something still didn't seem quite right about it. But Haru didn't notice. He ran up the stairs at full speed, yelling out cheerful nonsense words as he banged on his friend's door. "Yuki! Yuki!" he chanted. "Good morning, Yuki. Wake up, Yuki. Hey!" He pressed his ear against the door, listening for any sounds of movement. When he didn't hear anything, his cheeks puffed out and his eyebrows furrowed together. Why was Yuki so upset about this? Keito had said it herself, everything dies. With a determined nod, he flung open the door. Yuki was still in bed, the blankets pulled up over his head. He tried to ignore the sound of his housemate wailing and raving. But most days, Haru was just too much for him. The alien perched himself on the edge of the bed, bouncing up and down. "Good morning, Yuki. Wake up!" Yuki didn't make any sudden movements. Maybe if Haru thought he was dead. "Yuki!" He prodded and poked him. "Hey, hey, I made breakfast just like Keito. And Yuki!" Haru smiled proudly. "I ironed both our shirts just like Keito and did the dishes." There was a silence in the room, and the figure under the covers finally shifted. Haru was ecstatic, grabbing his friend by the arm to pull him up. "Hooray!" he cried. "Why, though?" Yuki mumbled, frowning down at his bed. Haru tilted his head. "Why? Why what?" "Ever since Grandma left for the hospital, you..." He paused, and it seemed like he was having trouble formulating his words. "You... breakfast, and all of that, just like Grandma." "Keito makes Yuki happy, right?" Haru leaned in close to him, resting his head on the other boy's shoulder. "If I can do what Keito does, I can make Yuki happy, right?" Yuki didn't want to admit that this was the first time he had felt happy during his grandmother's hospital visits. He didn't want to admit that seeing Haru do all of these things for him made his heart beat quickly and his cheeks pink. But when he walked downstairs and saw the disaster of a breakfast Haru had prepared, he couldn't help but smile. This sort of daily routine was something he could get used to. The end. If you've enjoyed the story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.